gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting hour lined up for you. We haven't visited with this gentleman for quite some time, but John Hotchkiss is standing by to tell us all the latest news from his company. Also, a little later on in the hour, we're going to be joined by an interesting guy, who's been sending me a lot of emails in recent times. He is involved with a number of things and is involved with a particular car club, and it's an interesting car club. It is the multiple car clubs. The Slant 6 Club is along with the Pontiac Oakland Club International. He's an interesting guy. Ben Deutschman will be joining us a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can email us up anytime, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, joining us on the line is a gentleman who has been a supporter of this broadcast. He's always a great interview, and he's the president of Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension Systems. It's my pleasure to welcome back the one and only John Hotchkiss. John, how you doing?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So
good. I just it's been a long time, and I'm certainly glad to be invited back on the radio, and it'll be a pleasure talking to you. We have tons going on.
Excellent. So bring us up to speed. What's the latest and greatest there at Hotchkiss Performance?
Well, I'll tell you, the latest and greatest is I haven't been there in a long time. We've been traveling like crazy. We started at the last weekend of February and went to Miami for a SEMA board meeting and got a good amount of business done there. And then we went to Good Guys in Phoenix and Scottsdale and right where Barrett Jackson, the same Merit Polo Field Barrett Jackson is on. And we had a great event at that one. And we had a number of what we call our H team, our enthusiast customer drivers, did the Good Guys Autocross, and then from there we did Good Guys Fort Worth and drove to Fort Worth and then back for the weekend off, and then Del Mar, Las Vegas, and then we were in Phoenix. I got home late last night from Camaro 5 Fest in Phoenix.
Oh, that's fantastic. You have been a busy guy. You've been racking up all a lot of frequent flyer miles there, John.
Plenty of frequent flyer and road miles. The trip to Fort Worth was a driving one. And so we drove our 2011 Camaro that we've modified with a supercharger and all of our suspension and BBS wheels, Nitto tires, and JBA Gosson headers. And so we've been showing that and then helping our customers with their vehicles at the Good Guys Autocross.
Excellent. The Good Guys events are really cool. I mean, the fact that it was started by a husband and wife team, I think it's such a wonderful story, John.
But it really is. The Metters family have just taken it to, new heights, and they've incorporated autocross. They've changed. They're changing with the times. They're catering to a younger audience as well as a good balance with all the original hot rod people. So the shows are just terrific, and the one in Fort Worth at Texas Motor Speedway was just absolutely incredible. It's plenty of cars. It was the first inaugural event, but they did very well, and we're a Good Guy sponsor this year, and so we really believe in what they're doing, and as we talked about so much, it is great because, muscle car people behind the wheel of their car, and hot rod people as well. They just don't want to look at them. They certainly like looking at them. They love getting behind the wheel and driving.
Absolutely. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the H team. How did that get its start?
The H team really just evolved because we have now that we do have fans and enthusiast customers that autocross their Camaros, their Challengers, C10 pickups, and so on. They kept calling and saying, "Hey, are you going to be at this event? Will you attend the event? Can we go with you?" And said, "Hey, let's get a team together. It's not a race team per se, but it's just our enthusiast friends, and I think we have about 20 members so far. You have to have a complete Hotchkiss Performance suspension on your car or truck, And then we meet at the certain events, and we'll help out. We'll do tire pressure and check oil and do help a little alignment and just make events a lot more fun. We did a track day at Willow Springs in February and had I think we had about 30 cars up there. And so it's just a way for us to kind of pay back with all the racing that we've done and organize events so that events within events so that people can have fun and even more fun with us.
And I know you had a wonderful event last October, the All Camaro Open House, and you followed it up recently in February with an open house featuring muscle cars and trucks. Tell us about that event. How did it go?
Oh, it went very well. You know, along the heels of our All Camaro event, we had a great time because we had the Southern California Chevelle Clubs, and we had a couple of GTOs and Buick Skylark in there as well, and then we had C10 owners. And so our sweet spot is the 67 to 72 C10s. We make a complete performance suspension package, all bolt-on, so you can make a C10 handle like a new Camaro. And so we had a great group of muscle car owners and C10 owners. I think we had 80 or something cars and trucks. We filled it all up. We gave them tech talks that really let them know why suspension is so important and such a big part of a successful car or truck build.
Absolutely. As we talked about in the past, I mean, just a few minor tweaks can make a huge difference. And when you put the complete package together from Hotchkiss on your vehicle, you can bring that 60s ride right up to 2011.
It sure can. And the truck kit has been great. And, you know, last year, I think almost a year ago, we talked about we started the evolution of that truck kit. And now it's getting more and more kits are out there and more people. We have two customers, one right now that we're building the complete truck for, and we're putting an LS3, an E-Rod engine in it, and from GM, and a great new transmission. And then we have our other friend, Rob, with his big box C10 truck, and we took that truck to the Scottsdale and Fort Worth Good Guys show. So people are actually driving their trucks. They want them to handle well, and it goes with the cars also.
Our telephone number is available for all you listeners out there. If you have a question for John Hotchkiss, Hotchkiss Sport Suspension, horsepower for your suspension, if you're an owner of a new Camaro or a new Challenger, or if you have an older muscle car or a truck, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I know something cool happened for you recently between the pages of Road and Track magazine. They actually featured a Hotchkiss Camaro track pack. That was quite an honor.
Oh, it's absolutely, it's just incredible, Bob, because, you know, we've all fans of Road and Track and Car and Driver, Motor Trend, all the big car magazines. And then when we bought our 2011 Camaro, we talked to Doug Todd and others down there, and they said, we'd like to see what your track pack is like, because apparently Mustang has a kit that you can put on a 5.0, but Chevrolet doesn't have anything for per se that's just bolt-on and not and fairly inexpensive for these cars. So Road and Track said, we'll test your car stock and then put all your products on it, leave the same brakes, wheels, and tires, and we'll test it again. And we made dramatic improvements, and they published it, and I tell you, I have it framed in my office because I'm so excited to be in Road and Track.
Absolutely, and it's really cool, too, the way they graphically illustrate all the additional pieces that you put into the vehicle, the parts that make up the track pack.
Yeah, it is. We have our front and rear sway bar package with our competition end links. We have our chassis brace, coil springs, and then our strut tower brace.
Fantastic.
And so that works very well. While I'm calling you, I'm with my family at the horse races, so you might hear the noise in the background. We're in Santa Anita in Southern California.
Oh, that's cool, John. Well, hang on, and we'll take a pit stop. We'll put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. We'll continue to update everybody on what's going on at Hotchkiss Performance. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Do you want to be a Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're having lots of fun today. Thanks so much for being here. This is Auto World. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. Joining us on the line live from the racetrack, the horse track, actually, in Santa Ana, California, it's John Hotchkiss, the president of Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension, and we're getting up to speed on all the latest and greatest with the company. And John, just wanted to get an update. I don't think we ever finished up on the 7-liter Galaxy project that you were doing with Jay Leno. How did that turn out? Is John still with us, Matt? Looks like we may have lost John, or maybe you won a big bet on one of the horses and had to go cash in. Either way, we'll do our best to get him back. 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line. We'll throw out a trivia question in the meantime while we wait here for John. Let's go. But John is back. All right. And wonderful. John is back alive with us. And, John, why don't we talk a little bit about the Jay Leno project? I don't think we quite finished up on that the last time we were on air. You were helping him with a 7-liter Ford Galaxy. How did that project turn out?
That turned out extremely well. And we were very excited to do that with Jay. And he's driving it now, and it's one of his favorite cars.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great news. And you mentioned at the top, of course, you're now a member of the board of directors at SEMA. That must be not only a great honor, but you must be doing lots of cool things to help folks along the way. SEMA does such wonderful work. Give us a little idea of what it's been like so far for you, John.
You know, it's been amazing, Bob, because I really feel I represent the people in smaller companies, and SEMA's made up of generally the SEMA board, many large companies and marketing companies, but doing the kind of the work for a small manufacturer has just been terrific, because we're discussing where the industry is going and also just who the next buyers will be. And that's kind of a fascinating study in demographics, because, you know, that as we get baby boomers get older, who are the next performance aftermarket buyers? So we're working on that.
Yeah, so you're watching for those emerging trends. And what are you finding out, John? Anything you can share with us?
Well, what we're really finding out is just what we just did this last weekend in Arizona at Firebird Raceway. We were out there for Camaro 5 Fest, and Camaro 5 Fest was organized completely online by Camaro 5 Forum. So it's the first car show we've been to where it's just been completely forum advertised, and we see that's a new way of, you know, just a whole new way of organizing events and communicating, and all the buyers are much younger and the enthusiasts are younger, and so we're excited to kind of embrace that and see where that goes.
Absolutely. That's really emerging technology, to say the least. Let's see. We got a couple of emails that have floated in for you. The first email is from a gentleman by the name of Amir, and Amir is in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he would like to know if you have any suspension products for a 3 Series BMW. He doesn't write what vintage 3 Series, but John, can you help this gentleman out?
You know, we do. We do E36 and E46. So the E36 back in the 90, early 90s, we do up to present. So E36 M3s to E46 2000 to 2004 range, and then the new E93 M3 and I think E90 series BMWs. We do a sway bar package for all of those. Excellent for autocrossing, really a fun package. It really livens up the car, quickens up the steering, and so on.
And another email question. Kurt in California says he's a proud owner of a 2010 Corvette Z06. Takes it to the track from time to time, wants to know if John has any parts that can help him out.
Absolutely. We have a sway bar package for the Corvette, and what's so great about that is it's adjustable, and in the rear you can adjust the roll stiffness for your driving track type, driving technique, and so on. So you can increase roll stiffness. You get rotation, which is quicker through corners. And that's what we do for all of our products. We improve the balance and increase the adjustability, whether it's a new Camaro, new Corvette, or an old GM muscle car or Mopar and more. So and anybody can look at our website. We have all the technical information, spring rates, sway bar rates, weights, everything else on there, and that's easy to find. It's just at www.hotchkiss.net.
And you got some really cool videos on there, too. Folks can check out the Streets of Willow event there, the H-Gang, and also the H crew, I should say the H team. I'll get it right. The H team. There's a song called the H Gang, so that's what messed me up to begin with. This is the H team. Folks can check it out at Hotchkiss.net. And, John, another thing that you've got very, very hot, as you've touched on, are the pickup trucks. I mean, I'm amazed at the number of people that are customizing the C-10s.
You know, what was really fun, Bob, is going to Fort Worth. And we've never done an event in Texas. And you think since, you know, it started in the mid-90s when my company that we'd have gone to Texas. But we arrived in Fort Worth to, and we did some pre-media letting them know we were going to be driving our big block C-10 around the autocross course. And we gave rides to anybody that asked. And so we gave every run the truck went out, we gave a ride, and it was full of C-10s. There were C-10s everywhere, and the people from Texas couldn't have been nicer. And I tell you, the economy is going very well in Texas. They have an oil and industry and business friendly, so the whole event was just terrific.
That's wonderful news. John, tell our listeners all across North America about your facility, which is recently updated, and you've moved into a larger place, and you actually have an installation facility.
You know, we do, and we're doing custom fabrication. We're putting roll bars in cars. We're right now we're doing a suspension for a new Camaro and a 67 as well. It'll be crazy enough. It'll be a year ago that we moved there, but it still feels and looks brand new. We did with Center Force clutches that we use their twin disc clutch in all of our project cars, and we with their 2010 Camaro we worked with the Drive Shaft Shop and with Camaro Performance Magazine and installed a new rear diff, a 9-inch conversion diff for a new Camaro, because you put a supercharger, and I think they're making 680 horsepower to the rear wheel of this car. And so we put a new diff in there. So our shop is really, it caters to magazines, customers, and so on. And we have a great talent in there to make special projects and also do, mainly our R&D as well.
Absolutely. And I would imagine, too, you're getting ready for the SEMA show in November in Las Vegas. You're probably at least planning what you're going to be bringing. So the next time you're with us, John, you can share that. But in the meantime, one more time, remind everybody of the website and any telephone information.
Oh, the best way to get a hold of us is our website, which is www.hotchkiss.net. And really easy to find us, or just Google Hotchkiss. And Bob, always a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you soon, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, John. You're one of my favorite guys. Thanks for being a part of Auto World.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me each and every week at this time. We're going to have some fun now. We're going to bring forth a gentleman who is involved with many different things, including being president of the Slant Six Club of America. It's my pleasure to welcome Ben Deutschman. Ben, how you doing?
A little soggy around the edges. We kind of got poured on last night.
Well, that's too bad. You're going to be having an event at the Englishtown facility. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what happened.
Well, actually, that was the spring car show and swap meet, which thankfully the weather cleared this morning, and we did make it there. Turnout was a bit down, though, because I think partly due to the aftermath of that horrible rain we had last night, and $4 a gallon gas probably didn't help things any either.
That is true. You're based out of New Jersey, and you've been involved in the automotive hobby since 1974. And tell us a little bit about how you got started in the hobby.
Well, I kind of refer to myself as the accidental hobbyist because I never really intended to, shall we say, get into the hobby. I just basically wanted to restore the four-door, six-cylinder 1960 Plymouth that my father bought new, and you know, I might say one thing led to another, and here I am 30-some-odd years later with that one, 76 Trans Am, and inherited a 72 Plymouth satellite wagon along the way.
Very cool. And tell us about that family car once again that you grew up with. It was a 60 Plymouth four-door, six-cylinder sedan, so it had the slant six engine in it. So you spent a lot of years trying to restore that vehicle, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately, as I've explained to a lot of people, they don't make nothing for that car repro.
Uh-huh.
You either find it NOS, which is new old stock, it's something that can be restored and used again. And occasionally, if you're lucky, if it's an aftermarket part that might still be out there, either that or you make your own. There's no repro parts for that car.
Exactly. I know you first ran the Slant 6 Club, at first as a chapter of the national club, and as a standalone club to date. What makes the Slant 6 engine so enduring to your heart, so close to your heart?
Well, the fact that I grew up with pretty much at one time a majority of those powering the cars around our household, and it's become, you might say, a iconic motor in a way because of its legendary durability. I mean, those engines were known to run 200,000 and 300,000 miles back in the day when most cars were lucky to make it to 100,000.
Exactly. So what do you think about the longevity of the engine? What made that engine last that long, Ben? What are some of the attributes of the Slant 6 that made it be able to run up that kind of mileage?
I think simplicity in its design, for one. One basic factor is, though it's inclined 30 degrees to the right, as my father once put it, and he being a mechanical engineer, I tended to believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the engine designs out there, the inline six just seems to be the most inherently balanced. In other words, it doesn't have a tendency to shake itself to bits.
Yeah, it's true, which happens quite often with four-cylinder power plants. And, you know, I know that they have a lot of problems with V10 power plants with vibration as well. So that's a good point. Your dad was a mechanical engineer, still is, and I understand he put a machine shop together in the house that you grew up in, and it's still there.
Mm-hmm. We've got a 9x24 South Bend lathe, Delta Industrial drill press, Diacro box and pan bending brake, metal cutting bandsaw, scroll saw, and for those times we need to cut wood, an industrial table saw.
Oh, very cool. Tell us about some of the regular goings-on at the Slant 6 Club. You're located there in New Jersey. Tell us about some of the things that you have in an average year.
Well, we have not too many events, but we have a summer picnic at one of the members' houses, and we decided to do that as an event where we can just get together and hang out. There's no competition. There's no trophies. There's no pressure. Just a fun time to get together. And then we have our fall meet, which comes up every October. And that is open to all Mopar and related family of companies. So even though we are the Slant 6 Club, we do invite, other makes and engine-sized cars, if you will, to our event.
Absolutely. I'd like to call out to anybody out there in our listening audience who has owned a Slant 6 engine. You can call in, say hello at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I know when I checked out your club's website, there's a picture of a police vehicle powered by a Slant 6 engine, and you can check that out in New York City.
Yeah, that was a detective's car, which is probably why it was Slant 6 powered, because they weren't using it in pursuit. But if anybody thinks a Slant 6 is always a slow, stodgy little engine, I have a fellow who's a friend of mine, not a member, lives down in Florida, and he runs a 170 cubic inch and a 66 Barracuda that runs 13s and a quarter mile.
Wow, that's pretty fast, yeah.
He was at a points meeting, he was telling me, in Hagerstown, Maryland, where they had Darts and Zions running down into the nines.
Oh, very cool. Now we're talking really quick. And I didn't realize until checking out your club's website that they actually have a New York City police museum. So folks can check out that Slant 6 vehicle right there at the police museum. In addition to being involved with all things Slant 6, I know the Pontiac Trans Am is very close to your heart as well.
Yeah, it became the car that gave me the ability to retire that Plymouth in 1981 from daily service. As I kind of learned after about 6 years that driving it every day and trying to restore it is kind of like a losing battle. And reason I wound up with a Pontiac Trans Am is two of my friends had those cars, one of which wasn't too mechanically inclined. So I did a lot of the work for him. And I liked the way the car looked. I liked the design of the engine. And I also liked the fact that it was a popular enough car that I wouldn't have to worry about getting parts for it, no matter how old it got. So.
That's true. I mean, those cars are very popular today and seem to be rising in popularity at some of the major auctions. So tell us about your Trans Am. What's the color scheme and which power plant does it have?
Well, its official name of the color is Carousel Red, although it's quite orange.
Okay.
I could attribute that to the 70s. Maybe somebody was using something at the time and some paint fumes. God knows.
Yes.
But it's orange with a black interior, which is the barrels will last in a nice hot summer day, especially without air conditioning. And it's powered by the 400 V8.
Very good. Again, our telephone number, 800-259-9231. We're chatting with Ben Deutschman, who is the president of the Slant 6 Club. And you can check out... the Slant 6 Club by visiting clubs, http://clubs.hemmings.com, and then you put in NYNJ Slant 6, and you can check it out also at slant6club.com. Anybody out there who's a fan of the Slant 6 power plant, we would love to hear from you. Ben, I know you've been very active in supporting the hobby. Matter of fact, you worked with a group called the Council of Vehicle Advocate, Classic Vehicle Advocate Group, from 1991 to 2000. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk to you about that and talk about some of the possible threats that we're seeing facing the hobby today. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids? Say
yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today, 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There's lots of confusion out there. The difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for. And we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which is, runs on high voltage, usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. So we're spending some time with a very interesting gentleman based out of New Jersey. He is the president of the Slant Six Club. He's also the legislative liaison for the Pontiac Oakland Club International. He's also the legislative liaison for the PontiacRegistry.com. And, again, the president of the Slant Six Club. And his name is Ben Deutschman, and Ben, back from 91 to 2000, you were involved with a now-defunct group that was looking after the hobby. Tell us a little bit about that group.
Well, that group, I think, basically got its genesis at the time that New Jersey was first talking about going into this enhanced emissions testing program that we now got stuck with. And there was a lot of, shall I say, proposed parts of the legislation that, had they gone through, would have made life, to put it mildly, a bit uncomfortable for owners of older cars and possibly even the hobbyists. And I looked at that and said, well, I know this isn't going to cause me an awful lot of grief and possibly force me out of the hobby.
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of got involved with this group.
Well, that certainly makes sense, and of course, now you're a SEMA member and also a SEMA Action Network member, and that's really important because the SEMA folks and the SEMA Action Network, they're based in Washington, D.C. They're constantly monitoring the activities both at the local level and the national level. Lots of bills come before legislation, before legislators at the local level that can affect the hobby as well as the national level, and sometimes, you know, they're the result of the legislators just being not familiar with certain aspects of the hobby. It can be about exhaust noise. It can be about emissions. But it's not good, most likely, and we need to all be aware of that. Tell us a little bit about your duties as the legislative liaison for the Pontiac Oakland Club International.
Well, pretty much what I do is take the information I get from SEMA SAN and anything else I happen to come across through, you know, the mainstream media. Occasionally you will find something sneaks its way into the newspapers. From time to time I'll kind of check in on our, you know, senators and congressmen on our websites just to see what might have popped up there. And I write an article that goes into the Pioneer Club's magazine, Smoke Signals. It will also appear in the legislative section of Pontiac Registry, and I do occasionally post those articles on the legislative page of the slant6club.com website, so people can find out what's going on and hopefully react to it in time enough to ward off anything that may be detrimental to the hobby,
mm-hmm.
or if something happens to be beneficial, that they'll be aware of that and be able to get behind it and maybe get whatever that legislation is, you know, pushed through and passed.
Absolutely. So the same type of work you do for the Pontiac Oakland Club, you do the same for the Pontiac Registry. Is there any difference there?
Basically, I would say not. I mean, the basic premise is to inform people about what's going on, to maybe suggest ideas on how to, you know, best attack it. One thing I try to caution people is petitions, for the most part, come on rolls and can be bought in the grocery store, if you kind of follow that logic.
Sure. Yeah, makes sense.
The utility of them is such. They rarely really work.
Yeah.
It's people making phone calls, writing letters, sending emails, and not being nasty, but just stating your point the best you can. Why you think something should be done or should not be.
One of my favorite parts of the Slant 6 Club website is the members' cars section. There's some really cool rides in there, Ben.
Yeah, and I started that because I figured it would be nice to show off to people what our cars look like. And you know, one of the things about most of the Slant 6-powered cars is they were commuter cars. They were common cars. They weren't cars that people normally would think of to preserve. And it's kind of a way to show people, well, you know, guess what? Some people did preserve them. Maybe you'd like to join us. And you know, if you either have a Slant 6-powered car or even just like them.
Exactly.
You're welcome to join us.
And there's some pretty, you know, rare vehicles on here you don't see around. Matter of fact, here's one from 1954, a Plymouth Savoy. I mean, when's the last time you've seen one of those?
About 20 minutes ago. It's parked up behind my apartment right now, but it's a 60.
Very good. And folks can visit slant6club.com. And you've also got some links up there to lots of cool things and even some videos, club videos. Tell us about that.
Well, I shot videos at our meet and you know, some of the other events that we've had. And there again, the idea is to just showcase to people what we're about and hopefully draw some interest to people to join the club.
When you look back at the history of the Slant 6 power plant, which particular model had more Slant 6 engines than any other? Was it the Dart, or what would you say was the one that had the most sixes?
Probably the Dart and the Valiant, because they were the, you know, compact model when they came out. They were the basic transportation car. But, I mean, they put that damn Slant 6 in just about anything that had wheels on it, except for the big Chryslers, you know, and some of the really larger trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you found Slant 6s, like, in my Plymouth, Dodges, vans, D-150 pickups, boats, forklifts, anything they could possibly stuff one of those things into, pretty much they did.
I mean, just to show you the power of the Internet, I mean, worldwide, if you go to the slant6club.com and you check out the classifieds, different people selling different vehicles. There's a 1938 Plymouth Deluxe sedan that's from Roswell, New Mexico. And then you go down further and, you know, here's a 64 Plymouth Fury with a 426 Hemi engine in it. That's in the U.S., but then just a little bit further down is a vehicle, a Sport Fury from the Netherlands, and here's a Plymouth Torpedo from 1929 for sale in Italy. So you're reaching a worldwide audience here, Ben.
Yeah, there's you might say Mopars all over the planet.
Yeah, that is interesting. You never think about a Mopar in a place like Italy or the Netherlands, but I know Phil Skinner, who's a good friend of mine. He's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He goes over every year to Sweden, where they have a big kind of American muscle car meet every year, which, you know, from this side of the world, it just kind of makes you scratch your head, but I guess it's a good thing.
Well, I've been on and occasionally participate on a website called AACI, which is the American Automobile Club International, and they're based out of London, England.
Wow.
They have a, you know, meets and other gatherings. These guys have all, you know, American muscle cars of various makes and models. If you go on Facebook, which seems to be everybody does anymore,
yeah,
there's even a bunch of guys in Iran that are American muscle car enthusiasts. And now, would you think that's a place you'd find them?
No, absolutely not. And speaking of that 1960 Plymouth Savoy that you've got parked out back there, you've won a bunch of awards, some best of show trophies with that vehicle.
Yeah, the best one had to be last year at the Monmouth County Park car show they have every year in conjunction with their fair. It so happened to be their 50th anniversary of their park system, and the 50th year we had owned that car. June 13th being the 50th year.
Wow.
And when I happened to mention that to them, they made the car the feature car of the show, and I got a monster trophy and a plaque and another trophy and front row seating at the show.
Oh, that's fantastic. Again, folks can check out all the great activity that Ben is putting together as president of the Slant 6 Club at slant6club.com. Ben, thank you for your visit here today. We'll definitely have you back down the road. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.